This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and tell your friends. Either that or I'll leave to become President Trump's chief of staff. Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Yeah, it's amazing about that Chicago story. There's no video whatsoever about the alleged MAGA hate crime. It's amazing how those MAGA hats can be like cloaks of invisibility. Glad you're with us today. Every day, of course. Yeah, you know, over at Reason.com, Robbie Sove has an interesting piece on this point. And I'll share this with you, since Rush just mentioned it. Chicago police deny claim that Jussie Smollett identified attackers as white. Can't get their story straight about whether he heard them say MAGA. The Empire star attacked on the streets of Chicago last night. He's in the hospital after two people allegedly assaulted him on the streets of Chicago around 2 a.m. last night. Now, unfortunately, in Chicago, this is not an infrequent occurrence. The police are investigating, not that it's MAGA hat people, but just the people in Chicago. I mean, Chicago is Chicago. It's like any other big city, but parts of Chicago are worse than others. 2 a.m. in a big city, and, you know. It's interestingly enough, the cast are all walking around now with armed guards. Go figure, right? I'm sure they're all against guns, but they all have armed guards. That's how it works. The police are investigating the attack as a hate crime since the perpetrators reportedly made racist and homophobic slurs. He's a gay black man. I don't know how you'd know that at 2 a.m. in the morning. I don't know how you'd know that was him and how you know he's a gay black man. I don't know how you'd know any of those things, but let's just go with it for a second. Several media outlets reference claims that appeared in TMZ's coverage of this matter, most notably that the perpetrators were white and yelled, "This is MAGA country," as they attacked him. But a spokesman for the Chicago police denied having any information about the race and political views of the attackers. According to the victim, the offenders' faces were concealed, a police spokesman told Reason. We quote, "We have no record indicating that they shouted MAGA. We only have record of them shouting racial and homophobic slurs at him." Chicago police have also released a statement contradicting claims that Smollett identified his attackers' race and heard them shout MAGA. "We have no record of the MAGA country comment. We have racial and homophobic comments documented." Until we know more, it would be wise to avoid making any sweeping generalizations about who to blame for this. The best course of action right now is to wish him a speedy recovery and wait for better information. Now, Chicago police tell me via email, this is Robbie Sove writing this, in the initial reports there was no mention of MAGA, but when detectives followed up with him later in the day, he recalled the offender making those comments, and detectives completed a supplemental report. It would appear that earlier statements by the police were erroneous. "I have changed the headline of this article to reflect new information and await a statement from Smollett himself." Here are screenshots of the police statements. A 36-year-old man was walking at Above Address when two unknown offenders approached him and gained his attention by yelling out racial and homophobic slurs toward him. The offenders began to batter the victim with their hands about the face and poured an unknown chemical substance on the victim. At some point during the incident, one of the offenders wrapped a rope around the victim's neck. The offenders fled the scene. The victim self-transported to Northwestern Hospital and in good condition. Area Central detectives are investigating. "We have no record of the MAGA country comment. We have racial and homophobic comments documented." Chicago Police Department. Now, the second updated statement from the police department. In the initial reports, there was no mention of MAGA. When detectives followed up with him later in the day, he recalled the offenders making those comments. And detectives have completed a supplemental report. Now, it seems to me, if somebody's yelling, "This is MAGA country," as they're beating the hell out of you and throwing bleach in your face, it's going to be one of those things you remember. Given the nature of the climate of our country and whatnot, that's going to be one of those details you remember. If you remember it the next day, it makes me wonder. I'm not suggesting that, obviously, the guy was hurt. I mean, that's clear, obvious. I don't think he did this to himself. But the idea that these guys are motivated by Trump and MAGAism, I have my doubts about that. I really do. I have my major doubts. There are enough racist and homophobic people that have nothing to do with MAGA hats. But it's interesting how quickly people start blaming everybody. Over at autostraddle.com, Empire's Jussie Smollett beaten in racist homophobic attack by Trump supporters. How do they know that? I have no idea of knowing that. Also, you know, the thing about it is that yelling, "This is MAGA country," as they're beating the crap out of you. Not only is that one of those things I think you remember at the time, I think it's one of the most important things you tell the police. It's probably the most important thing you tell the police. Why? Because it might help the police identify your attackers. Because maybe they're wearing MAGA hats. Or maybe they're white guys. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a major thing to throw out. Also, if you are beating the hell out of somebody, and you know who it is, and you know that he's a famous person, and you yell MAGA country, don't you know that if you do that, that's probably going to increase the odds of you getting caught? So do you do that? I mean, really, if that's your motivation, if your motivation is to walk the streets of Chicago beating up gay black people, do you yell this is MAGA country because you know that it's probably going to increase the chances you get caught? Or do you only say that this is MAGA country if it's not anything to do with it and you want to maybe just throw it out there? Or maybe you don't say it at all because it was never said. I just have a lot of... My spidey sense goes off with stuff like this. These hate crimes and everything else, in my opinion, more times than not, they're proven to be a bunch of BS. Not that the guy wasn't beat up, but that it has anything to do with Trump or MAGA or Make America Great Again or Red Hats or anything like that. And there's no video of this. There's no audio of this. News of the attack is spreading quickly across social media. And already people are blaming Trump for this. I don't know why. First of all, I've never even heard of this guy, this actor. I'm not a fan of the show Empire. I guess it's on me. But even if I was, so what? I don't understand why that would, you know what I mean? I don't get it. But already we're blaming Trump for this attack. So I have some audio for you today of, who is this now, Greg?
Maxine Waters.
Yeah. So shocking now. This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters from California, waiting for all the facts to come in and all the evidence to come in and cooler heads to prevail. Maxine Waters rushing right in to cast judgment here. Judge, jury, and executioner, take a listen.
And so I'm pleased that he's doing okay, but we have to understand this is happening for a reason. Why all of a sudden do we have people unable to study while black, unable to mow a lawn while black, unable to have a picnic while black, and being attacked? It's coming from the President of the United States. He's dog whistling every day. He's separating and dividing. And he is basically emboldening those folks who feel this way, maybe never said it, never talked about it, never could act it out, but now they're on it. And when I heard about what had happened to Jesse, and I heard they put a rope around him and they poured bleach on him and stuff, I was absolutely very upset. So I'm feeling better that he's okay, and I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Well, thank you, Sherlock Holmes, for that amazing investigative tactic right there. I have another question, too. It's Chicago. Who's walking around going, this is MAGA land in Chicago? Who the hell's doing that in Chicago? Trump got like 8 votes in the entire city. So if you really, you can narrow it down and find the 8 people that voted for him in Chicago and go ask him, did you beat anybody up at 2 a.m. last night? No? Okay, well, I guess we'll move on. It's not that hard. How many people live in Chicago? Don't you were out there. How many people live in that city?
In Chicago?
Yeah. Ballpark.
You know, millions.
Millions. Like 2?
Yeah.
All right. So that means you don't have to ask 1,998,000 people. Just go door to door to the other 6 people and say to them, you voted for Trump yet? Did you beat up a guy in the streets last night yelling this is MAGA country? No? Okay, thank you. We're going door to door. It's going to take us 10 minutes and then you can move on with your life. This is MAGA country in Chicago. Well, I guess the investigation continues. It's amazing also how there's no video of this incident as well. So we'll continue to monitor updates throughout the afternoon. 855-839-1210. But nice of Maxine Waters to blame the president for this. I heard he gave the order himself. You know what would make me happy? Now that the government's back open, somebody go kick that guy's ass on Empire. What's his name? Jussie? I don't like how he spells it. Because he doesn't spell it Jesse. He spells it Jussie, right?
Yeah.
It's J-U-S-S-I-E. I think that's the motivation right there. No. Don't teach this guy a lesson. We spell Jesse with an E in this country, not a U. All right? I can't wait for this to be found to be a hoax like that diner thing. Look, the guy may have gotten into a fight. It has nothing to do with Trump, and it's not a hate crime, and it is not a 2 o'clock in the morning MAGA incident. I'd be very, very surprised if it turns out to be that way. Because, again, that's one of those things you remember. in this country, in this day and age, and with the division in America, if somebody yells, this is MAGA country, that's probably the first thing you tell the police. The first thing. I'll give you an example. If somebody beat me up tonight as I was walking home at 2 o'clock in the morning in Philadelphia, first of all, I don't live in Philadelphia. Why I'd be doing that, I don't know. But let's say hypothetically I was. I'm walking the streets at 2 a.m. and somebody beats me up and says to me, This is now Kamala Harris country, and kicks my, you know what I mean? Beats me up. And the Philadelphia police come. The first thing I'm saying is I got beat up by Kamala Harris supporters. That's the very first thing I'm saying. Go find the Kamala Harris supporters. It's at 100% the first clue I'm giving them of all the clues to narrow it down to make it easier for them. I'm not going to wake up 12 hours later and go, oh, wait, what's that detail? What's that detail? Oh, right. The guy said, this is from Jim Kenney as they were kicking me. And as I'm laying down in the fetal position, Jim Kenney says, stay in Jersey. Boom, boom. Oh, I forgot that part, that little part. All right. 855-839-1210. Well, we all hope he has a speedy recovery. Shifting stories cloud claims of alleged hate crime attack targeting Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Shifting claims. The incendiary story of an alleged hate crime attack targeting the actor went viral immediately, but conflicting versions of the incident from the victim himself and details raised by the media are being outright contradicted by Chicago police. Have raised concerns about what actually happened. Two men, both white and wearing ski masks, viciously attacked him as he fought back, but they beat him badly and fractured a rib. They put a rope around his neck, poured bleach on him as they left, and yelled, this is MAGA country. I just have really major major doubts about this. The Daily Beast later reported that a Chicago police spokesperson refuted TMZ's claims of the defendants being white and male. The spokesperson stated the gender and race of the alleged assailants were unknown because they were wearing ski masks and gloves. The other odd details began to emerge, further clouding the situation. Chicago police stated they have yet to find any video evidence of any attackers or their vehicle. Update, we continue to seek any available evidence video to identify possible offenders in this case. Anyone who may have been in the area of 300 East North Water Street between 1 and 3 a.m. should send info to cpdtip.com. Thus far, we have not found anything to be able to put out a description. Case update. Tonight, Chicago police detectives expanded the search area for cameras to be able to provide photos of the alleged assailants and the attack. Thus far, no video of the alleged assailants or a vehicle has been discovered, but we are continuing to broaden our search. That's also amazing to me. There's no video of anything, nothing that happened. There's no video whatsoever. CPD says when he called police at 2:42 a.m., he was still wearing the rope around his neck. The alleged encounter occurred at 2 a.m. Police have the rope and it will be analyzed. They do not have any video of the assailants and continue to look for surveillance video. Investigators heard the MAGA country claim in media reports and heard the victim and called the victim again. In that supplemental interview, he shared that info with the police. So the police, and that's interesting to me, the police read the MAGA comments online. They saw that in media reports. They go, he didn't tell us that. So they called him. And they said, hey, we're reading here that the people said MAGA to you. And the guy said, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you that. Okay. Local media reported that he was even reluctant to give police a statement initially and refused ambulance transport. He later self-transported himself to Northwestern Hospital. Refused ambulance support. Okay. Well, there we go. Now, he's tweeted some things in the past. He retweeted the president at one point. I'll give you some of that in a second. Not nice things to say to the president, but I also don't think that it would cause the Trump supporters at 2 a.m. to go find him and beat him up on the streets of Chicago. But again, maybe I'm just not seeing this clearly. I'm curious about something. What was the temperature in Chicago at 2 a.m. last night?
Wasn't it like 50 below zero or something crazy?
I honestly believe it was like 50 below zero last night.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I'd have to hate someone to wait outside 50 below to fight them? How much I would have to hate them? I mean, honestly, I wouldn't do it if it was 30 degrees out, let alone 30 below zero.
I hate you so much, but just wait until springtime, and then I'll come after you.
I'm just saying it's a little bit chilly to be walking the streets at 2 a.m. with bleach and a noose, waiting to fight somebody over political beliefs just so I can get out my this is MAGA country line. I've been waiting all day for this. I'm dying. I got a great line. I got to get this out. I don't care that it's cold. It's just things just don't add up in this. It was one of the coldest nights on record last night.
Well, also,
this was two nights ago, but still.
But two nights ago.
Yeah, it's
also
had,
very. Yes. Well, Greg, it wasn't like it was 70 two nights ago. And then the temperature dropped.
I'm just trying to make
it dropped 100 degrees.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Yes.
No, the thing about it is everywhere nowadays, there's a surveillance video.
Right.
So it's always hard for me to believe when they say they can't get any description. Somebody threatens somebody's life that they're going to, you know, hang them with a noose. I just would think they're going to have surveillance video somewhere.
Check
every business, every...
A car, video of something.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some things here that just don't add up. But everybody's piling on this and making it a social justice thing, of course.
Right.
He had tweeted out, in response to the president, Jussie Smollett tweeted out, "Shut the hell up, you BSN. I can't say these words on the radio, but I just signed some document. Evil Jared made me sign it. I promised never to say anything bad or something. How to use a dump button.
Yeah,
how to learn how to use a dump button.
It's our corporate overlords.
So go ahead. There you go. That's a dump button. That's what I just did. It's all red. I'm highlighted like I'm an idiot.
What did you do?
I just hit the dump button.
Why would you do that? You didn't say anything.
Oh, I don't know. I just tried it. I tried it out. Why? What does it do?
And dump button. Dump sounds like something else, too. They should call it.
They should call it something else, right? What does that do when I hit the dump button?
Well, now people listening over the air are going to miss what you said 30 seconds ago.
Okay. So wait, I got to wait a second. Hang on. Let's try out our new buttons.
No, senor! No, senor!
Can people on the radio hear this?
No, senor!
No, because I hit the dump button. You see, are they back yet? Are you back? Are you guys back?
No, senor!
Oh,
no,
you're
senor!
Missing it.
No, senor!
You
no,
people senor! On the radio. No. Hey, for once, the people streaming the show get an advantage.
Yes,
you
exactly.
See that?
Yeah.
All right, you back now? Okay, I hit the dump button, so
sorry.
Now you're back.
Okay.
I was practicing.
Just let me do this, okay? Please.
Evil Jared made me sign a document saying I knew how to work the dump button. And he highlighted it in red.
Yeah.
Because the evil intercom lords want us to understand how to use buttons, I guess. Yeah, I push buttons, Senator. That's what I do. Yeah, I'm a button pusher. That's our corporate theme song, Dawn. At least it's not CBS, though, because I wouldn't want to be co-workers with Jeff Flake. Because that'd be awkward, bumping into him at the lunch counter. Oh, hey, Senator. Now, Jeff says bleach freezes at 18 degrees. Is that true? Can we check on that? Is that true that bleach freezes at 18 degrees?
I didn't think it was 18.
Sue is in Swanksville. Sue, yes, how are you, Sue?
Hey, I'm fine. I think this story is a total fugazi. It reminds me of the Tawana Brawley case back in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Al Sharpton, you know, she got herself in a jam, and she claimed that she was raped by the police and the DA and all that stuff. I think this guy got himself in a jam and decided to capitalize on it and make up something.
Okay, so you don't even think he was beat up at all. It's potentially maybe even not that.
Well, you know, maybe he was beat up, but I don't think it was anything like what he said. I think he maybe, said something to the wrong guy in the wrong neighborhood. I don't know. You know, I don't know the guy. I've never seen the show.
Yeah.
It smells like a fugazi to me.
Oh, me too. My fugazi radar is up. And by the way, for everybody outside of our area, fugazi means fake, a fraud. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. It's a fugazi. Listen, somebody else made the comment that he was beat up on the show. Is that true?
Oh.
That he was beat up on the show?
Nobody here
of
watches.
Of Empire?
Nobody here watches the show.
I don't know how this show. Sorry. Yeah, I don't watch it either, but I've heard it's good. I mean, I've heard it's a good show. It's just not, I don't know.
Well, network TV is kind of bad.
I hate network television.
Days.
I hate
this
it.
This Is Us is the only good show.
Yeah. Is This Is Us. And that is not even as good as the first season
Agreed.
Anymore, but it's still good watching. Yes, today on the Zioli Show, Rich learns radio stuff. Thank you for that emotional support, Rhino. So what temperature does bleach freeze at?
Well,
let's do some basic police detective work.
If it's pure bleach, it's not 18, but most bleach is mixed with, like if it's Clorox, it's mixed with some chlorine.
Okay.
So the chlorine content determines it. So usually he's right. It's 18 to 19 degrees.
All right.
If it's a, you know, regular bottle, so, not pure bleach.
So Jussie tweeted out, shut the hell up, you BSN. You'll continue to ruin this country further into the ground and risk lives every time you breathe. You're not the president, just a dumpster full of hate. F-O-H, sick to my stomach, that literal S currently represents America to the world. That's what he tweeted out on January 12th. Now, I have to be one hell of a Trump supporter to go, I'm going to stand outside in Chicago when it's negative 30 and wait for this guy to come outside so I can give him a taste of my MAGA-ness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to really, really, really be upset by his comments on Twitter. Yes, Greg.
No, no, I'm agreeing with you.
It just, and then so the vampiric one has jumped in on this. She tweeted out, this racist homophobic attack as an affront to our humanity. She should never be allowed to discuss humanity, by the way. She's an affront to humanity. No one should be attacked for who they are or whom they love, only if they're food. I pray that Jussie has a speedy recovery and that justice is served. May we all commit to ending this hate once and for all. Joe Biden, what happened today must never be tolerated in this country. We must stand up and demand that we no longer give this hate safe harbor, that homophobia and racism have no place on our streets or in our hearts. We are with you, Jussie. I understand the sentiment, but I have a question. If he wasn't famous, would anyone be discussing this right now?
No.
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 I mean, if his name was Jussie with an E, like spelled the right way, and nobody had heard of him before, would we be having this conversation?
No, people are beaten up and shot on the streets of Chicago literally every day.
Literally every day.
Literally every day.
The night that this happened, how many people were shot to death in Chicago? I'm curious.
Oh, I'll look it up.
I mean, I'm sure it happened, right? I doubt it was. Well, maybe it was even too cold for that. That's possible.
Chicago police say they did receive a report of a possible racially charged assault and battery involving a cast member of the TV show Empire. That's in their police report.
I'm sure Shepard Smith is all on his side. He's talking about it right now on Fox News. I don't know why people still watch Shepard Smith. I just don't know. I see people on Twitter sometimes and they're like, replace him. Don't let him stay on there. Just listen to this show. I don't know why I got to watch Shepard Smith for.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's a good egg.
I know him.
He's a good egg.
I have to say nice things.
He's a nice man. He's a nice...
He is.
He's somebody's son. Now, Cher tweeted out, and you know Cher is the voice of reason in this country. At Cher, Jussie Smollett, Empire actor, reportedly attacked in possible hate crime. Now, in all caps, NPR. Why NPR? Why is she all capping NPR? Villainy, racism, homophobia, promoted by most infamous... Is it the poison that kills America? White only is not right. American flag is people of color. GOP goes down with this DJT. So I guess if you can translate that, in some way, shape, or form, she's blaming President Trump for this. That's how I can translate this for you. Rob Reiner, Meatloaf. The horrific attack on Jussie Smollett has no place in a decent, human-loving society. Homophobia existed before Trump, but there is no question that since he has injected his hatred into the American bloodstream, we are less decent, less human, and less loving. No intolerance, no DT. I have a question. Was there more or less homophobic attacks in this country before Donald Trump became president or after in American history?
Probably before.
Way more.
Right?
Not probably, definitely.
Like, let's go back to Greenwich Village in the 1970s, shall we?
Well, we probably don't even know all the horrible stats, right?
I love how Rob Reiner writes it off as, well, yeah, homophobia existed before, but... No, not but. It was a kind of a big deal, dude. Yeah. It was kind of a big deal in this country for a while. And there's Alyssa Milano. I've been trying to figure out all day what to say about the racist, homophobic violence at Jussie Smollett. Not sure I can describe what I'm feeling in a neat and tidy tweet. His trauma deserves more. I'm sad. Living together on this planet shouldn't be this difficult. You figured all day to write that? That took you all day?
I mean, you know, she's not working these days. So.
That took you all damn day, woman. You can't even work for Hallmark with that kind of prose. All day I'd expected something a little bit nicer. Yeah. It's a little bit more sentimental, a little bit witty or something. I've been trying to figure out all day, and this is what I have. Hitting is bad. Thank you.
Something we learned in kindergarten.
Well done, Alyssa Milano. Yes.
Headline in Chicago Tribune on Monday, 117 people shot this year so far. But the good news is that's 70 fewer than last year. for in January of 2018.
Now,
117 people just in January so far.
Now, were all these people killed in a hate crime by MAGA people? Is that why we haven't heard about them? I'm curious why we haven't heard about these victims in Chicago who've been killed. I guess if their assailants had worn MAGA hats, we would hear about it, right?
No doubt.
There'd be MAGA shootings in Chicago. Maybe that's what has to happen. If people started wearing MAGA hats as they shoot each other, we'd actually hear about Chicago's crime.
And by the way, all those people that were shot, they were... I'm assuming they are all victim of hate crimes because I don't think people shot them because they liked them, right? They shot them because they hated them.
Love crimes,
love
Greg.
Crimes, sorry.
They're love crimes.
Sorry.
I love you so much. I can't be on the earth with you, so I'm killing you right now here in the streets. Nothing motivates love like shooting someone in cold blood on the cold streets of Chicago. But even it's too cold sometimes for shootings. Most of the time that happens in the summer. Am I right, Dawn?
Usually, yeah, because of, you know, because of what you said. Right now, it's record cold.
Because even gangbangers don't want to go outside. It's 30 below. They're not fools. Come on.
Forget this.
But somehow the dumb MAGA hat guys are like, oh, I got my bleach and my rope. I forgot to wear gloves. Oh, damn it. Judy is in South Jersey. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I don't think those MAGA hats have earmuffs, you know, or fur around them yet.
Good point.
So good point. I don't think they would
be worn business opportunity right there, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I think it should be added. But the point I wanted to make is, first of all, I have watched this show. I like the show. The four people that are the leads are very good actors and well-known, the two older ones in other shows. But in the 2016 election run-up, in the fall, I believe, I was watching the show dutifully because I like the music and the actors. And in the middle of the show, they all stopped, stood in a line facing the cameras, and each one of them gave their own speech about why people should not vote for Trump.
Wow.
That was the last night I ever watched the show.
Well, you know, but did you decide at any point that you would try to get some of your friends together and then go and beat them up on the streets?
No, I didn't.
Right.
But I do. The reason I started watching it is because I taught in an all-minority school, so I need to know what my students are watching. It used to be Jerry Springer, now it's Empire and stuff like that. But that's why. But I do know that in that town, when I drive through it in the cold weather, no one's outside.
Yeah.
Not a soul. Not even on a school day to walk to school.
Yeah. Yeah. So, a lot of things just don't add up about this. Well, Judy, I'm sure that's got to be God's work teaching. Well, how old are the kids?
And I live to tell about it. But, I mean, it's wonderful, but it's difficult. But there's so many telling things, and I agree with you completely. I think he's touring right now. He wouldn't be out alone without an entourage. He was probably at a party and got smashed and fell down the stairs or something.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what happened. Thank you, Judy. Appreciate the call. 855-839-1210. All right. Well, let's see here now. You heard Rush talk about this. I hate discussing this topic on the radio, but I have to talk about it because what the governor of Virginia said here is about to become a major national topic. And the reason why is because his comments are disgusting and abhorrent, nauseating, and also politically disastrous in normal times. But we're not living in normal times. And I'm telling you that there was a time, I think, when the Democratic Party would have said he needs to come out, explain himself, apologize, maybe even step down. But what he said, now they're running around to say what he meant to say. Oh, he meant to say this. He meant to say this. He meant to say that. Well, I have the audio here. He said this on WTOP in Virginia. The clip went viral because even they have cameras in their studios, but that's for another topic for another show.
RCOE 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.